This episode is brought to you by Habit Aware. What better way to start 2024 than by bringing awareness to your BFRB? My Keen 2 brings awareness to my trichotillomania by giving my wrist a gentle hug or vibration when I'm doing the scanning behavior. Bring awareness into your life by visiting barbaralally.com/habitaware and use code LALLYLOVE for 10% off the replacement training bundle.
I was around 6.5 years old when I first started interacting with my BFRB. I have had trichotillomania since almost 9 years. I had a lot of ups and downs through my journey. However, I could notice it getting a little more severe during my early teens from 13 to 15, and still today. I have observed my thoughts, feelings, and emotions about myself, my actions, and my BFRB growing up. And these things are partly one of the reasons I pulled more or less from time to time. I started from the very right above my forehead, like in my scalp, and then diverted into many other regions in my scalp, like through the years. But thankfully, I never pulled from my eyebrows or eyelashes, and I still pull today.
When did you figure out that there was a name for your behavior?
Oh, when I first started, there were a few months I didn't know at all what it was. Even my parents and my relatives, they were very scared for me if it was a like cockroach or something that may eat my hair or what. And then after a few months, my mom took me to a counselor and then she told me that I have trichotillomania. Like she told me the name. And then I was like, oh, this is a thing. But I never actually knew that how it works and how it does things to myself. So I just only focused on stopping, and I could never do that. And that would drive me crazy because I was just a kid when it all started. And yeah, it was very hard for me to like not know why I cannot stop.
When you did go to this counselor and they were able to tell you the name, did they have any ideas on how to better manage it?
Actually, I don't think they gave me an actual solution because now I have researched about this everywhere and I know everything about it. I saw so many coping strategies to use instead of actually pulling my hair, but the counselor I had wasn't that much helpful because I don't think she actually knew what to do with it. She just told me to like hold my hand or like not do it, just stop. She used to say things like that. So it wasn't really that helpful.
When you did receive the name, did you feel a sense of relief to know that you weren't the only one?
Yes, I did. I did. I was happy that because I felt like I was the only one in the whole world who has this, the people around me, the in my school, my friends, none of them have hair like mine. None of them have bald spots like mine. But when I knew that I had people, maybe not around me, but very far away, they also have trichotillomania and I do too. It was a relief for me.
How did your family react knowing that you have this disorder now?
My family at the very beginning, even though they knew that it was a disorder, they still couldn't actually process that it was something that would not go that easily. So they only used to push me. They always used to get angry at me. They get mad at me for not stopping, do not stop pulling my hair. They used to always tell me all the time, everybody around me told me to stop. And that's the only thing that have been running in my head since I was little, to just stop. But I think they have, through the years, they got to know that this is a little different than like just stopping, that I cannot just stop this. I think they do get it now, but they still expect me to like stop pulling it like at all. But I try to make them understand sometimes. I know that sometimes I get sad about the fact that my mom doesn't understand fully like what is happening to me, but then again, she always wants the best for me. So, yeah, I hoped she could understand a little more. But yeah, I'm very thankful for my mom. She has been very supportive, and whatever she does was always for my best.
When you got your diagnosis and you found out that this was trichotillomania, did you share with any of your friends and say, hey, can you actually help me with this?
Actually, I was so little that and I didn't know that I actually needed help, like from people, like telling people would help me, soothe me, and like comfort me. I didn't know that could help. But I had this one friend, she knew that I did this. I mean, I didn't tell her, but my mom told her that I had this. I won't say she completely helped me with it, but yeah, she told me when I had my triggers. So as a little kid, she also didn't know what it was. She didn't know it was a disorder. Neither did I. Mine, I did knew, but I wasn't like completely educated about it. But yeah, she did help me sometimes in my school and other places when I'm with her. She helped me to like tell me that I need to stop now.
You mentioned that you looked up different strategies and you've researched this. What are some of your favorite strategies?
My strategies, especially I pull a lot sometimes and sometimes not in school. So I keep a ton of different items which I can play with instead of like pulling in school because when I'm in class, I cannot get out, I cannot go for a walk or do something really big. So I keep this small stuffed toys and I just keep it in my desk and just like push it or play with it. And then I use my pen. You know those videos where they do pen swirls with their fingers? It's like really cool. So I learned them and I do that with my pen. And then I communicate with any other people that are around me, like anyone that is in front of me, beside me. I just talk to them and it makes me feel distracted. And then I breathe it out in the class. I don't care whoever can think what they want, but I breathe 4 to 5 times, which also makes me feel better. And then I always take my journaling book to my school and I also journal there whenever like I get the urge. And then if I have some small paper or any other paper things, I craft things like small things to keep my hand busy.
Besides during school, are there other places or times of the day that you find yourself pulling a lot?
Yes, when I'm alone in my house and nobody's there around me and I cannot interact with people, that's when I pull. Like when I'm alone, I have nothing to do. Like when I'm just sitting at a house scrolling in my phone, that's when I get my triggers sometimes a lot. So when I'm at home, I know there are a lot of things I can do instead of actually pulling. So but it doesn't always work. No matter what I do, I end up pulling at the last, and then I feel so guilty about it. But at home, I do whatever I can to stop, like at that instant when I get the urge or trigger, or when I pull one or two hairs, I start putting on a music and then dance or like do some exercises, some stretches. I search up on YouTube, like what are their stretches to like relieve your body. I do those and then I journal. Yeah, journal is a big help for me in school, at home, and any other place. I always carry my diary so that, yeah, it helps me a lot.
When you do journal, do you have certain prompts that you answer, or are you just coming up with the things that you want to write kind of on the fly?
Whenever I take out my journal book, I always write whatever it's going on my head because if I overthink, that leads to triggers. So if I write down whatever is going on my head, then it frees my mind and then I don't have to think about too many things at the same time. So yeah, I just write whatever is in my head and then I like put up goals I need to do today and then accomplish them and then let's just write everything that is in my head so that I don't overthink and pull my hair.
When you do notice that you are pulling enough to create a bald spot, what are some ways that you have tried to cover it up?
I am a Muslim, so I have tried wearing hijab. I did wear hijab for a few months, but then I stopped pulling for a while and then I like stopped wearing my hijab. And then I did not pull for some time after stopping wearing my hijab, but then I again started pulling. But other than that, I tried different hairstyles to like cover my bald spots because there are a lot of bald spots in my hair, and I can still not like cover all of them. But yeah, I do try new hairstyles, and my mom tries to cover them all up with like clips and other bands. And you know, it's just the bald spots that are the problems in my life, because whenever I go out, I know that I have a bald spot right here, and people are gonna look at me, and I'm always in this fear that they're gonna ask. So yeah, I try to cover them as much as I can with like clips and other bands.
Have you had moments where people have actually asked you?
A lot of times, like when I was little, I used to actually get bullied for that because I used to pull so much in school, and there were hair all over the floor. And my friends, not actually friends, they are my classmates, they used to ask me, "See, she's pulling her hair out of her scalp, and there is hair all over here." And then even my teachers noticed that I pulled out my hair, and they even complained to my mom that, "Why am I pulling out my hair? Why am I doing this?" And then people ask me that, "What happened to my hair right here? Did you cut them, or did you like do something with it?" Like, they did ask me a lot of times, and I didn't feel like I had the need to explain to them. Only if I wanted to explain, I will explain to them. Otherwise, I would just leave them. Like, I don't care what you say.
I do think it's so important because just because you have trichotillomania doesn't mean you have to educate every single person that is curious.
Yes.
That was a big thing for me too, was deciding, do you really need to know? And if you don't, I'm just not going to tell you.
Yes. Because you don't need to know. I'll just tell people who would actually understand me, not everyone who asks me what is wrong with my hair.
When you were growing up, did you ever exhibit any other body-focused repetitive behaviors?
Yeah, nail biting. Nail biting, I have been doing it since I was little. Yeah, I do it a lot of times, like, except for pulling my hair. When I cannot pull my hair, and like when I have the feeling that I cannot pull my hair, I bite my nails almost all the time. Like, I would say I have been biting my nails a lot recently, but then a few days ago I didn't bite them. But I don't think it like affects my life a lot, so I think it's better than pulling out my hair. I know it's not, but yeah, I do bite my nails a lot.
And it's so interesting because when I was younger, I actually tried to bite my nails. I saw other kids do it and I was like, well, they're not getting made fun of the way that I am. I didn't know it was a BFRB. I just thought, oh, here's something that people do. And it never stuck. I never was able to do it. But it is interesting to think about how they are the same. And yet one is so much more common for
Yeah.
people and easier to understand than others.
Yeah, I also thought that if I bite my nails more, then I would like pull my hair less. I've thought of that, but actually, even if I bite my nails, I eventually have to pull my hair no matter what.
What is your ritual when it comes to pulling your hair?
I pull my hair, and then I like take out of the root of my hair from my hair, and then like rub it in my lips. The thing that you do, rub it in my lips, and then like throw away the hair. It's the root that like really attached to the
Yeah, the root is the best. That's the best
root.
part of it all.
Yes. I mean, I could not resist myself. I'm sorry.
For people who don't have BFRBs, what do you wish they knew about them?
I wish people knew how it affects someone's life, and that it's not so easy. That it's just not just a disorder. It's something really, really big than just pulling your hair, biting your nails, and doing any other BFRB. It's not just doing that. It affects you in a lot and lot, a lot of ways, which people cannot even imagine with those who don't have BFRB. So I wish they could like actually understand how it feels for someone to have it. Like, even my friends, I know that they don't fully get how I feel, but I try to express to them what I feel whenever I feel bad, and I want to educate. I always educate them about what I'm doing, and I'm really grateful to them that they know what it actually is, and they help me in a lot of ways. And yeah, I just wish that people knew that It was not just like pulling your hair. It's a lot more than that.
The idea of our hair and our pulling is going to sometimes keep us from doing certain activities. Do you feel that that has also happened to you as well, where your trick has kept you from doing things?
Yes, it actually affected me in a lot of ways. Like whenever I'm very anxious about an event or what about something I'm about to do, like I'm getting late for school, for example, I'm getting late for school and then I have only 30 minutes in my hand, and that's what is making me anxious that I need to hurry up to go to school. That's when I pull, and that pulling takes more of my time, and then like I do not know what to do. I try to like stop, but then I cannot. Then I don't have time to go to school, and eventually I'm late. And then,
Did you know Habit Aware also offers virtual peer coaching? This one-to-one peer-based program will coach you through shifting mindset, practicing healthy strategies, and creating your personal roadmap to recovery. To work with me, Ellen, or Anila, head over to habitaware.com/coaching today.
again, in my exams, when I'm like writing and suddenly I have this urge to pull. So like when I start pulling, you know, everybody is anxious when doing their exams. So when I'm anxious, I pull, and then the pulling session gets, when it gets a little long, it keeps me from not writing, and then I get less time to write in my exams, which also affects like getting more time for writing and any other event or anything I'm doing, and I have less time and I'm anxious about it. I pull my hair and it takes more of my time, and then I get less time to do it.
Yeah, that trichotillomania trance, I like to call it. It can really suck you in and it's hard to snap out of it. Have you found that there are ways that you can, or things that you can do to kind of snap yourself out of that trance?
When I really get into my trichotillomania, like in a trigger, when I like really into pulling, I think I found it very hard to stop because my mind is constantly telling me to stop pulling my hair. Like, you cannot do this. There's no way you're doing this again. There's no way you're pulling so much again. You told yourself you would not pull this much, but then you're pulling and pulling, and I find it really hard to get out of that trance, like what you said, like out of that big pulling session. Like, it's very hard to get out of it for me, and I don't think that any other strategies work for me at that moment, but I try my best to like actually stop at that moment.
During your life with trichotillomania, have you noticed that you have had ups and downs with your pulling where sometimes you're pulling intensely and other times it's a little less?
Yes, a lot of time. Like during the last few months, there are sessions I only pulled like one or two times in like almost 2 weeks, 3 weeks. There have been weeks I haven't pulled, like had a big pulling session. But yeah, but then again, it again sometimes came back and with a big pulling session, and I pull for hours and hours, and then I feel guilty, but then I don't pull like that much again for many more weeks, but then I again pull, have a big pulling session. That's how it goes. Like, it always goes like that. I grow hair and then I pull all of it out, and then I stop for some weeks and then I pull all of it out again. Yeah, so it's like a loop, you know? It's like a loop that you pull, you don't pull. And then there were times I didn't pull at all, too. Like, at all. I didn't pull a single hair for days and days, but then after like all of those days, I had a big pulling session, and then all of my hair would be gone. All of my hair that I grew back would be gone, and then I would not pull again, but then I'll pull again. That's how it all goes.
When your hair grows back in, do you notice if it's a different texture than the hair that you haven't pulled out?
Yes. I can see that the hair is a little more thick. The hair I've been pulling for so long, because I don't let it grow to a big size. It's just small, tiny hair I've been pulling out again and again. So yeah, it does grow out in a different texture. Like when I was actually like very little, when I didn't have my BFRB, before my BFRB started, my hair was really pretty. And I don't want to compare to that hair to what I have right now, but yeah, the hair was very soft, very nice, silky. It was a little curly, but it was beautiful. And if I see my hair now, it's very, very, very different, and it's not the way I want it to be. But yeah, I can see that my hair texture is different. It's thick because I pull it out a lot of times, and the hairs I haven't pulled out is like thin, pretty, and still nice. I think it's nice. I don't want to say it's bad because I love my hair that I haven't pulled out, except for the ones that I pulled out.
I know for many people, the idea of getting a haircut or going to see someone for their hair, whether it's a hairstylist or even someone they know to put a braid in or anything like that, it can cause them a lot of anxiety. Have you found that you have stayed away from getting your hair cut or trimmed?
Yes, I haven't gone to the parlor or a hairstylist for a very long time. The last time I went was in 2021 because there was a wedding, a very close sister's wedding, and I had to go there to cut my hair. And the people on the parlor speak in a different language, so I could see them telling each other that my hair is that my that there is something wrong with my hair. Obviously, they can see that my hair is short here and my other hairs are long. So they ask my even my mom that if she raged and pulled out my hair out of anger, and she was like, no, what, why would she do that? And then I could see them telling each other things about my hair, like how she did that, why is it like that, and we can fix that with our hair treatment, but that won't be the case. But yeah, after that, it was kind of a trauma for me to go to the hairstylist. So I just let my mom cut my hair. And I don't really like the way the hairstylists react to my hair. So I just try to keep, like, not go to the parlor at all.
Yeah, I totally understand that. It's something that's very scary for us, and it stinks when all of our fears are met and they are actually saying the things or looking at us a certain way.
Yeah, like I never wear my hair down, but when I go to the parlor, they need to put my hair down and like cut it. So like they're gonna see what is in my head, and I don't want that because I never put down my hair, and I don't want people to see what is wrong with my hair.
What is your opinion on having the goal of being pull-free?
Actually, I have had a lot of mixed feelings about this thing, like being completely pull free. I have searched a lot of websites and places that is it actually possible to like be 100% pull free, and because that's always been my goal since I was little, and when I didn't know anything, that was always my goal, that to be 100% pull free and not pull at all. But then I realized that this might not be the case for every single one with a BFRB. And I don't think that this is my actual goal, but if this can actually happen to some people, so I'm looking forward to actually try it out, that if this could work for me, then I would be really happy. But if it didn't, then I would be happy as well, because I'm not like completely focusing on being 100% pull free, but I'm trying to be 100% pull free at the same time. So like I have a lot of mixed feelings about it. I sometimes try to be 100% pull free, but then again I just focus on doing it less so that I can grow my hair back to the normal size. But yeah, I think people should like know what they can do, what they have in their ability to do, because I don't think I'm in the position to be 100% free pull free right now at this moment. It's taking a lot of work to like pull less, and being 100% pull free would take a lot of time. Like if I actually want to do it, it would take a lot of time and work, and I don't know what the future is holding. Like I don't know if I would be 100% pull free or not, but yeah, I low-key try to be 100% pull free, but then if I can, that's not something I'm going to grieve about either.
When you do find yourself pulling after a few days of not pulling, what do you say to yourself? How do you build yourself back up?
The person I was 2 years ago would have been so mad at myself, so harsh at myself for doing it once again, like being actually very, very mad, very, very guilty, very, very harsh to myself for doing it again because I told myself that I won't do it ever again. I used to be very harsh and do whatever I can, like to keep, to like get out of the rage I am in, but I could not. Like I used to be even more angry. I used to, and that led me to pull more. Like the anger led me to pull more. But me now, today, I react to it a little differently from what I did a year ago. I tell myself that it's fine, that you knew it could come back again. And I tell myself it's time, and then it's not. Everything is not finished, and you can do this again. You can start once again. You can not pull again, and then do what's the like what you can do the best, and not be too harsh on yourself because that won't help anything but only trigger your trichotillomania even more.
Yes, I totally feel the same way. That negative cycle is, to me, easy to get into because I've done it since I was a little kid. Being nicer is kind of harder.
Yes. It is really hard for me to be nice to myself after a big pulling session. I still do get mad at myself, but a little less than what I used to, like what how much I used to get mad. I get a little less mad because I think that helps me. And getting mad won't help me not pull my hair. I realized that.
You mentioned 2 years ago you would have been a little bit different. You were a little more harsh. From 2 years ago up until now, what has changed to make you treat yourself more kindly?
I learned more about trichotillomania because 2 years ago I did have idea about this, but not everything, like every single thing about this. I learned that you should be nicer to yourself about this, and that I deserve love as well. I deserve happiness as well, and that this thing won't cannot always make me sad. Like I cannot always stay sad and anxious and not happy all the time just because of this. So I learned to be happy, to love myself and do things for myself, and to like give myself time, which I wouldn't do like earlier. So yeah, I like do more things for myself, which I didn't do 2 years ago. And I think it helps a lot. And I can manage triggers more well than I could 2 years ago.
As you continue growing with your trichotillomania, do you have goals? And if you had goals before, have they changed?
I think my goal has my perspective on being like 100 pull free, 100% pull free has changed a little bit because I know that this might not happen in the future and I need to accept that this might not be happening. So if I really want to live with this, I need to accept that I have this. I cannot just say that this is nothing, this is not a disorder, I don't have anything, I can just stop and just completely forget about my trichotillomania. That's what I used to think before, and just like tell myself to just stop. But then again, I would come and pull my hair again. But now I learned that this is something you cannot just like stop overnight. You need to actually work on it and do things that would like keep you from not pulling. So my goal about trichotillomania has changed from what it was before, because before I used to only think that I have to be pull free like forever. But now I think that I might not be pull free, but I'll try to be pull free. Yeah, I'll try and do as much in my ability to be pull free. But if it doesn't work out, I won't be sad about it. I won't like be harsh on myself about it. But I'll try as much as I can.
What advice would you give someone who wants to start sharing about their trichotillomania?
I would tell them to go to whoever they're comfortable with. Like, we all have people we love a lot and are comfortable sharing things with. And if you really, really are comfortable with someone sharing things with, you really, really should. shared with them, because you don't know how much this sharing means to someone. Like even now, I'm talking to you about my trichotillomania, and it's helping me so much, which I didn't even realize could help me in a way. So sharing about your trichotillomania, about your triggers, and seeking for help is so much more bigger than you think it is. Like it's so much helpful, and like keeping things to yourself will just make your heart jammed and your mind jammed. And I don't like that at all. I used to never speak about my trichotillomania to anyone except for my mom, because she only knew it. But now I think it's a big thing to like share and talk about it, like letting people actually know what this is, because I don't think all of us know what this actually is. Like most of us around us, most people don't know what it is. So if you could educate them about what you have and they could help you in a way, it could mean a big thing for you. So I would really want people to share about the trichotillomania or BFRB to people they care about or are comfortable sharing with it.
What is the best advice that you were ever given?
My best advice, because I live in a brown household, so most of the people, like almost all of the people, only think that this is a bad habit and I can just stop pulling it, because if they are thinking that I need to get married when I grow old, if I keep mowing my hair, I won't be able to get married and I won't find someone, I won't find a guy or anything. They always deal with that. But when someone like actually understands what this is, and this is something which I cannot just stop, I really like, they tell me, it's my friends, it's like two of my friends who like actually got to know what this is, and they gave me the strength I couldn't have from the people who kept demotivating me. They told me that it's fine that you're doing this, and they told me that I have the strength, I have the potential, and if I be strong about it, I know I can like get out of this mentally. Like, you know, it's in my head that I need to stop, I need to stop, and I always feel guilty about it, and they made me feel like I have the strength to like get over those feelings and like feel better about myself. They told me that I have the power to like not let those words about other people let me down. And so yeah, this is kind of advice for me, that like they are letting me know that I have the power, which I didn't know I actually had. So after they like made me feel that I could do something, stop thinking about those negative feelings, I could like actually feel better about myself and my trichotillomania.
Thank you.